You're listening to SBS News.
The FP2020 partnership is a global partnership consisting primarily of governments, advocacy groups, and donors. It is aimed at getting an extra 120 million women using modern contraceptive methods by 2020. At their meeting in the Rwandan capital city of Kigali, officials are reporting some progress towards their aim. United Nations Population Fund Executive Director Natalia Kanem says the rates of women and girls using modern family planning methods in the world's poorest countries have increased greatly in recent years.
The FP 2020 report today reveals that in these 69 lowest income countries, where we've made great progress, as we've heard, more than 317 million women and girls are using modern methods of family planning, and that's 46 million more than just 5-6 years ago. We can see that the use of modern contraception is growing fastest right here on the continent of Africa.
But Dr. Kanem also acknowledges the partnership is far behind its ambitious goal.
However, as of July 2018, just 24% of women of reproductive age were using a modern contraceptive method, and we know that the demand is far greater than that.
Dr. Kanem says the benefits of modern family planning and contraceptive methods go well beyond the obvious.
Family planning, which is a big catalyst for human progress in the era of sustainable development, is a cost-effective way to achieve a return on investment.
The organisation says lower birth rates help women step into more positions in the workforce and help end cycles of poverty. It says the adoption of modern contraceptive methods has grown reasonably well in African nations, but not so well in countries such as Indonesia and Bangladesh. Some conference delegates say national governments are doing too little to address the problem. Obstacles to achieving the partnership's goals include religious and cultural resistance, legal barriers, and lack of education. The education issue is a particular discussion point at this meeting. Delegates say the lack of information for many around the world about matters like birth control pills and condoms is surprising. The Director General of the National Council for Population and Development in Kenya, Dr. Josephine Mbae, has told the conference a key challenge is finding the appropriate education for young people.
The issue is what content is required for the different levels of education, if it's primary, secondary, or primary 1 to 3, and so forth. So we are working on the content side of it, so that what we feel maybe is appropriate for 5-6 year olds is included in the school curriculum, and also not just the school for curriculum for children, but the college curriculum for the teachers.
Manasa Priyavasudevan, Program Manager for the YP Foundation that advocates for the rights of young women and girls in India, says a key factor, rather than governments not working with other stakeholders, is different departments within a government not working together.
It is an important collaboration, a partnership that needs to be made between youth affairs, ministries of education, ministries of health, ministries of finance, ministries of social marketing. There needs to be a total kind of convergence, interministerial convergence, that we all need to advocate for at the country level.
FP 2020 Executive Director Elizabeth Schlachter says a good example of a country where different government departments are working together effectively in modern contraception is Mozambique.
They're gaining 2.4% of modern contraceptive prevalence rate each year. And that's a country that has an integrated youth approach across 5 different ministries. Every ministry owns a piece of this. And because of that, they've made incredible progress.
FP 2020 says local delivery of modern contraceptive methods is the key, because people tend to accept the choices offered when they come from a trusted source. But as the partnership looks to continue its work, money is an issue. The United Nations Population Fund, for example, faces a shortfall in funding of nearly $500 million over the next 3 years. That is due, in part, to a decision by the United States last year to end its contribution to the organisation's funding. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.